Hello, beautiful. Greetings and blessings. This is Shauna Marie from Healing True Center with another dose of inspiration at healingtruecenter.com. I'm excited and honored to provide a meditation for you this morning. Today, I said this morning, but I guess you could be listening to this at any time today. But it's morning for me. I've been reading and reflecting on this concept of involution, the process of turning within upon oneself. And that inspired today's message. I wanted to find a way to encourage you to not only turn within. I mean, you've probably noticed the most recent days' meditations have had a lot to do with being quiet and still and serene and tranquil, leading up to this idea of involution, so that you realize that as you turn within and get quiet and get still, that this is the place of solutions. This is the place of inspiration and creativity, guidance, everything you need. So one of the readers had asked a question. She said, "Why is it that we are so often veering off from realizing our divinity?" And the fact is that it's not necessarily encouraged in a consistent way. Because if you realize that all of divine wisdom and divine love and everything you need to know and all that the universe has to reveal to you is within you, would you be so quick to purchase at the rate that television, commercials, media, etc. would have you purchase? Probably not. Would you look outside of yourself for fulfillment in the way that many products and services encourage you to do? Probably not. So this would be a complete, excuse me, and radical shift from the way that the world currently works. And yet, through the ages, the message has been consistent that you are divine, that you're made in the image and likeness of your creator, that you have the creative power. So I feel like the ministry of Healing Truth Center is to remind you, and in subtle ways throughout our meditations, that's exactly what's happening, is that you're remembering that you are absolutely holy, perfect, and divine, exactly as you are, and as you grow and evolve through life as well. But that conscious involution, that conscious process of going within, is a huge and important spiritual key. So sit back. I'm going to breathe us through our three deep breaths and then begin our meditation for the day. So make sure you're in a comfortable space. We're going to take three deep breaths together and then breathe normally. So go ahead and take that first deep breath in. And slowly let it out. You're going to take your second deep breath in and slowly let it out. Last one, deep breath in and slowly let it out. And then breathe normally, sit comfortably, and enjoy our meditation. Involution, the process of turning within upon oneself, is a precious and powerful spiritual key that inspires regular introspection, reflection, self-contemplation, and meditation. Knowing that inner processes show forth in outer visible three-dimensional experiences, the inner work is the beginning of all outward outcomes and shifts. Journaling is one of the ways I tap into my inner world. After sitting quietly in meditation, I'm able to be in tune with my thoughts and feelings in a way that is much more heightened and focused than at any other time. Hence, gifting myself the time to put pen to page and allow my thoughts and feelings to freely pour forth onto the pages before me is wonderful. Whether in the morning, middle of the day, or at night, I make a point to regularly check in with me through both meditation and journaling. Each day brings much to process and reflect about in my quiet time. Ultimately, those reflections lead to a sense of peace, power, and progress on the journey. I'm able to consider all that has occurred, my roles throughout each day, where I've been beautiful, loving, and true, where I see opportunities to grow, my thoughts, all of my feelings, and whatever requires further contemplation in order to move into decision as well as action for the days ahead. If I ever feel uneasy, I sit back, listen to my breath, get still enough to only hear my heartbeat, and then allow the inner to take over. I listen for messages from the divine. I let my energies shift and lift. My soul beams, and whatever I need to know or feel comes to me. I'm then able to hit the page to express in stream of consciousness and go forth inspired, empowered, and led from within. And so it is. Excuse me. So on this day, I pray you into an inspired day, one that is conscious, and one that hopefully you will gift yourself the time to both meditate on your own today, as well as to journal. You might find that this would be a great exercise before bed, just to purge and clear and express yourself onto the page. So those are my thoughts. If you have any questions or concerns at any point, please never hesitate to reach out. You can comment below. You can contact me using the contact form. You can tweet me, Facebook me. Just look for Healing Truth Center at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Healing Truth Center, and I will reply. So peace and love. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Bye for now.